Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
We've been talking about trust and inspire versus command and control. Remember, command and control is you trying to operate in your own strength. Do it yourself, right? Trust and inspire is you're trusting God, and now you're learning to trust people. And this is what we have to do. We have to learn to trust people. Because when we trust God, we can trust people. See, if you're always walking around and you can't trust people, that's because there's a deficit somewhere in you. You have the deal. You ever hear people say, well, I don't trust anybody? Well, that tells me a lot about you, because I understand. When you don't trust people, you've been deeply hurt. And it obfuscates your vision on people. And so when you remove that by trusting God, He clears your vision so you can see people the way He wants you to see Him. You see that? And so you can love your neighbor as yourself. Love Him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. You start to see yourself differently. So you can really love people out of that love that He's shown you for who you are. And that makes you healthy. All right. Tim, we'll go to Proverbs 18:24 to start with, okay? All right. A man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. All right. I'm going to tell you something. You can't become who God created you to be without a friend, without a person in your life. We all need people, and that's the way He designed the body of Christ, is that there's people in this place that will be a friend to you, or a true friend. When you have a true friend, you have something. Amen. You see, you can't learn forgiveness without people. You can't learn loyalty without people. You can't learn kindness without people. You can't learn generosity without people. All peace, you can't learn peace without people. You need to learn. And as we grow and develop, that's what happens in the body of Christ. We grow and develop in all these areas. Those are all fruit of the Holy Spirit, but it all starts in you first. And see, that's what we have to remember. God is always doing work inside so it can show up outside. And when we understand that, now the fruit will start to show up outside. You wonder why things aren't showing up, because you're not allowing Him to do something in you. So when we understand that, it's going to help you, I promise. So, a man who has friends must himself be friendly. So if you need a friend, you're going to have to. You see, people will come to church and they'll say, well, nobody said anything to me. Yeah, well, you waited till everybody sat down and you snuck over there and you made sure nobody said anything to you. See that? That's what happens. See, we have to learn. Sometimes we have to be the one to say something to somebody. Well, that's not like me. I'm just not that way. Well, God was inside of you, trying to get you to be that way. It isn't like you. It's God in you trying to get you to be that way. It isn't you. It's God in you trying to get you to be that way. So that's what we have to see and understand, because God is working in us first Before it ever shows up out here, it starts inside of us. Look what the NIV version says it this way. Proverbs 18:24. One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin. Your own demise comes because of the friends you pick. Man, get that. Young people, hear that. Get a hold of that. It's those people you're hanging with that are taking you down the wrong road. And I'm not, you know, and we've all done that, but we gotta understand those people don't care about you. When you really need something, they're not going to be there. Mama's going to be there. Am I making sense? That's your Mama Day message right there. So we have to understand, okay, in this trust and inspire culture we're cultivating, we're going to have to understand we need friends, right? Because relationships are what are going to help you to become everything God created you to be. Without those relationships, you can't get there. And we need each other to do that. This is an end time message. This is a prophetic message. This is the new creation, new heaven and new earth message that we're talking about today. Relationships. Everything happens in relationships. We need to begin to understand that. And the better we become in our relationships, the more we're going to show the world Christ. You see that? And they're going to see it, and they're going to want it. Making sense? When they start to see it on us, they're going to want it. You see that? It's just how it is, folks. Now, how many of you have friends that you get around them and you just... you have joy. That's a good sign of a good friend. They bring you joy. And I know there's some that you show up, you don't have joy. Well, that's a major indicator if that's a good friend or not. You be the one to choose, right? Sometimes God's doing something in you and wants you to help that person. You see that? And that's what he'll do. He'll do something in you that's uncomfortable for you to help that person. And that's a development taking place in you. All right. Give me Ecclesiastes 10:10. We talked about our discernment. Remember last week? Actually, Tim, first give me the Hebrews 5. Look what it says. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. See that? The word of righteousness is the Bible. So if we just are feeding on milk all the time, we can't mature and grow in the word of God. So the idea, he says, the word of righteousness. Now think about it. We become righteous the day we get saved. We receive the free gift of righteousness. He puts his righteousness on you. And you're righteous in his eyes. But now you have to live that out and begin to walk in that. And now when you begin to walk in that, he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness. And all these things will be added to you. So we have to grow and mature in this area of our life. This area of righteousness. And righteousness always produces peace. Always. Not sometimes, always. Now, think about this. In Romans 1, 16 and 17, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them who believe. Then he says, for therein the righteousness of God is made known. It's revealed. Where? In the gospel. There's only one gospel. There's only one gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. There's only one gospel, not many. So it's not many. It's not Harry Krishner. It's not Buddha. It's not Joseph Smith. It's Jesus.
Amen.
Only Jesus. Not many ways. Only Jesus.
Right.
So we have to keep hearing the gospel for this righteousness to really be made known and clear to us. Are you with me? So the word righteousness means right standing. Right standing. So if I'm going to be right standing in my marriage, I have to keep hearing the gospel. The good news. If I'm going to be right standing in my relationship with God, I'm going to have to keep hearing the gospel, the good news. If I'm going to be in right standing in my bank account, I'm going to have to keep hearing the good news. If I'm going to be in right standing with my boss, I'm going to have to keep hearing the good news. Because righteousness is revealed in the gospel. Making sense? Now, it says God's anger, God's wrath, in verse Romans 1:18, God's wrath is against ungodliness. That's your relationship with God. Then it says, his wrath is against ungodliness. And then it says, and unrighteousness towards men. So the ungodliness is your relationship with God, and the unrighteousness towards men is your relationship with people. So we need to keep hearing the good news to stay in a healthy relationship with God and a healthy relationship with people. That's the two greatest commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Did you get that? Oh, I'm dropping something right now. When you understand that, when you really understand that, your vision gets clearer and clearer and clearer. And you start living in a whole different way. Now, but you have to keep hearing the good news. What's gospel? It's good news. You got to quit walking around echoing all the negative news. Because when you echo all the negative news, it's going to obfuscate your good news. It's going to affect the way you see things. So we got to understand this. Now, if you only drink milk, you're unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Children, babies. Remember, the word babe is the word napios, which means not able to talk. We don't even know how to talk if we're unskilled in the word of righteousness. We'll always say the wrong thing. Proverbs says, life and death are in the power of your tongue. If you're always saying the wrong thing, you're a prophet of your own destruction.
Yeah, you're right.
You're prophesying your own future in a negative way.
Yeah.
So that's why we have to keep growing and keep hearing the good news. Now, for he is a babe. Give me the next one. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That means they're maturing, growing and maturing. We're all growing and maturing, all of us. If you're born again, you're growing, and you're connected, and you keep receiving, you're receiving, and you're maturing. So now look, that is those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Right.
So what he's saying there is senses. That encompasses your feelings and your emotions. That's what you live out of. You live out of your feelings and emotions. If you don't feel like doing something, you're not going to do it. Right? You live out of your feelings and your emotions. And that's what he wants to bring under his auspices, his power, his authority. So you can benefit. Now, so you can discern, remember discernment. What's discernment mean? To identify patterns and traits of the past. When I have discernment, I can identify patterns in my life in the past that are keeping me in a bad place, that are keeping me from going forward and moving forward in life. You see that? That's what discernment is. It helps you to identify those patterns and those traits, but you know what? You also can identify them in other people. That doesn't mean you judge them, you just see them. And do you want that in your life? And that's what I'm trying to help you see. It helps you discern both good and evil. We're living in a day where you better know who you're walking with, who you're talking to. You better know who you are. Right? Discernment. I'm telling you, I'm 68 and doing great. But I'm telling you, we need to know who we are. And we need to know where we're going. You go ahead, Margaret. She says, she was telling us about the breastplate. The idea is, she said that the breastplate of righteousness protects your life force. And if you're not skilled in the Word of God, you don't have that breastplate on. So there can't be the protection there over your heart. That makes 100% sense. So maybe we'll have you preach next weekend, Margaret. No, that's good teaching. But the idea is, I'm trying to help us see, righteousness is something we have to grow in and mature in. He says that the righteous field will produce fruit. In Isaiah 32, he said the righteous field will produce fruit, and the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effects of righteousness will be quietness and assurance forever. For my people will dwell in security and quiet resting places. He's talking about now. Amen. You see that? When you understand your righteousness, you live in peace. Your home is full of peace. Am I making sense? Not confusion, not disruption all the time and strife and contention. Peace. Peace means nothing missing and nothing broken. God wants you whole so you can be used in this world. And when we understand righteousness and grow in that, that starts to happen. Now I got to preach and see what you did, Margaret. Is this making sense, guys? Check me out. Isaiah 32, that's huge. See, that's all prophecy for today. And that's what we don't have in our world is peace and security. Oh, don't you like that? Now look at this. Go with me quickly to Ecclesiastes 10:10 real quick. Look what it says. If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success. So he's saying that a dull axe requires a whole lot of strength. I chopped wood. I used to burn wood. When my axe is dull, it does. It requires a whole lot of more strength to split wood and cut wood. But there's this analogy of these two woodsmen, and one was a young man. Let's say he was 20. And the other woodsman was 68. So you got a younger one and an older one. And so they were talking and they said, oh, I've been cutting wood for all these years, all my life. The young guy said, yeah, I've been doing that. I understand. I'm a woodsman too. The older guy says, well, I am too. And the young guy looks at the older guy and he says, well, I can cut more wood than you ever even dreamed of. And the older guy says, okay, well, you meet me here tomorrow in the woods and we'll see about that. So they met the next day in the woods, 8 o'clock. They went out and started cutting wood, cutting trees down. And at the end of the day, the young man comes up to the old man. He goes, I don't even have to count the trees. I know I've cut more wood than you ever thought of. He goes, because I looked at you. The young man was talking to the older man. He says, when I looked at you, a few times you were sitting down doing something. I don't know what you were doing, but I was still working. So he goes and he starts counting all the trees. He comes back, he goes, how did you cut down more than two times the trees I cut down? How did you do that? He goes, the young man says, what were you doing when you were sitting there? He says, well, I was sharpening my axe. Didn't you? He didn't take time to sharpen his axe. You see that? We need people to put wisdom in us. Help us with wisdom so we can sharpen our axe and get more accomplished. Amen. Are you listening to me? Am I making sense? Yeah. And that's why it says, iron sharpens iron. You have a good friend, he sharpens you so you can accomplish more in life. Am I making sense? And that's what that's all about. If you don't have a good friend to sharpen you, you're going to have deficits that keep you held back. Is this making sense? You can't just do this on your own. We need each other. All right. Essentially, what iron sharpens iron, 27:17, there it is. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Your countenance tells everything about you. When your countenance is happy and light and free, good things are happening in your life. You know, your life could, you know, your circumstances could look bad, smell bad, be bad, but you're not falling apart. You see that? You're not falling apart. Now, so that's why we need good friends in our life. Listen to me. Transformation doesn't come just from information. You can read 100 books on how to become kinder, more peaceful, more gentle, more merciful. But it's in your relationships that your ability to be kind, gentle, gracious, more merciful is refined. It's not in reading books. You have to have people to interact with. You see that? Loyalty. You have to have people to interact with. And that's what happens. Transformation comes from relationships. But more especially, it comes from exposure to the example you're shown in relationships. You see that? These examples inspire you to do things differently and better. That is how you know you have a solid friendship, because your life is improving because of this connection. You see that? Because of this connection. That's why, you know, it says what every joint supplies in Ephesians 4. That's talking about the people in the body of Christ. Every joint supplies. You're supplying something for me and I'm supplying something for you. You supply my needs, and I'm helping supply your needs. Did you catch that? Are you listening to me? Now, that's what the Bible says. You're a joint.
Amen.
That's powerful. And so you have something to supply my needs. I have something to supply your needs. And this is what we have to understand. And if we don't get along with people, we don't connect with people, we miss out on what God's trying to supply in our life.
That's right.
My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory.
Hallelujah.
All your needs will be met right here.
That's right.
Come on. I'm telling you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You get jobs, you get career, all right here in the body of Christ. You get ideas, things come. Intuition, gifts, talents, all this happens, right? Flows in the body of Christ. That's just the way it works. Now look, church is family. It's community. It's like a family. A household, brothers and sisters, spiritual parents, Father, God the Father. It's a family because God has ordained it that way. And space where those of us who may come from natural families, your biological family, where there were deficits and dysfunctions in the community that we grew up in that we need to get help in now. And God will bring that help through people where we had deficits and dysfunctions growing up. Did you catch that?
Amen.
That's that. When you get that, you want to be in church. You want to be connected because that connection has helped bring in life to you.
Amen.
We don't have to live life imprisoned by the decisions of our first family. Friendships should also be nurtured and managed with humility, not pride, with humility. Amen? When there is absence of humility in any relationship dynamic, it's because of entitlement. Entitlement means you want what you want. And that's it. It's about you. That's pride. I feel entitled. You see that? That's what consumerism. That's a consumer mentality. See that? We don't want to be consumers. We want to be contributors. You see, we think we're entitled. You're not entitled to anything.
That's right.
Huh? Nothing. No thing. Are you with me? But God will provide everything you need through people.
Hallelujah.
And when we start to be humble and appreciate and begin to exercise that, it makes life healthier and better. Always. The goodness we receive from our friends is not necessarily a gift we deserve. In fact, good friends are a grace gift from God because He orchestrated it and His presence comes into your life through people. You see that? I like what it says in Psalms 92:12. The righteous are like a palm tree. They flourish like a palm tree. So a palm tree, remember? You ever see a palm tree in a storm? It'll bend down and touch the ground and bounce right back up because it has a root system. And that root system is rooted in the church, in the body of Christ. When you're grounded and rooted in the body of Christ, you're going to be like a palm tree. Winds can blow, storms can come, you're coming back. So, give me Ecclesiastes 4, 9 and 10 real quick. It's going to get heavy here in a minute. We're having fun now. I'm telling you, I'm giving you an end time message. I'm giving you a new creation message. I'm giving you a prophetic message. We need to work on relationships. I'm just here to tell you, folks. We need each other. Now watch this. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. See that? We all fall at times. I need someone to help me. You see that? What verse was that? Ecclesiastes 4, 9, and 10. We all fall at times. We all fail. I need people to help build me up. You see that? We all need it. Amen? That's just how it is. Because we all have times we're going to go through. Now look, our principles from the Word of God offer us direction. Make sense? God uses friends to fill you up. There are some things we'll never achieve without encouragement and influence from our friends. There's just some things you can't achieve without that being in your life. An authentic friendship not only gives us joy and helps us become who God intended us to be, but this category of relationship also holds us to do what we could not do on our own. Even like Adam and Eve. Adam was first, and then Eve came. Adam had to choose Eve. Eden represents an environment of unbroken fellowship with God and unbroken relationships. That's what Eden represents.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.